is the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow. Am I the jerk for hiring fake customers to make my business look busy?
That sounds wild to me. I gotta hear it.
Is it in 2024 anymore?
Right. I mean, secret shoppers exist, right? Why not fake shoppers?
Why not?
I gotta hear it, though, because it sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy, right? Okay, let's start at the top. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for hiring fake customers to make my business look busy? I've owned a clothing store for 6 years. We made it through COVID, but barely. Mm. I've transitioned to online sales too, but I love having a local business and being involved in my community.
Feel that.
Well, desperate times call for desperate measures. So while brainstorming how to keep the doors open, I decided to hire some employees to pretend like they're shopping. What I'm saying is I hired fake customers to make my shop look busy. It's working though, because most people are followers. I said what I said.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I respect it saying it with your chest.
Wow. When telling a few close friends what I have done to save my business, they think that it's a jerk move. So am I the jerk for hiring fake customers to make my business look busier than it actually is?
I mean, it's working.
Sierra. Honestly, it's kind of genius, but it's kind of wild. Is it ethical? I don't know. This is the moral dilemma. Is it ethical? That's
right.
It's not how to fix her business. That's not our problem.
No.
Is she the jerk for hiring fake, basically hiring employees and then telling them to pretend like they're fake shopping to bring people in the store?
I kind of like it. I'm thinking about it more and more. Like,
very marketing-esque.
It's marketing-esque. It's good.
And people do this all the time.
People hire fake paparazzis to follow them, to make them these influencers that'll pay photographers. Like, Allie, look. Allie, over here. Hey, Allie, look at me.
People pay for fake likes.
People pay for fake followers.
People pay. Sometimes I go, you didn't get all those likes. You paid for that.
You paid for likes.
Like, you paying for on. Likes.
Drop the link.
How much was it though? So that's the question today. Sierra wants to know if she's a jerk for hiring fake customers to make her business look busy. We will talk to you next. 414-533-1037. I cannot wait to hear.
Yeah, I'm not sure where to go on this
where
one. Where people are going to go on this one.
Yeah.
Find out.
We'll talk to you next.
The jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Sierra wants to know if she's the jerk for hiring fake customers to make her business look busy. She said tough times call for tough measures, but it's working and people are followers, so they all end up shopping at her store when they see other people in there.
Bruh.
Innovative or shady? This is the question today.
Somebody texted and said, jerk. It's unethical because you're curving the perspective of the general public for your gain. Mm. They should evaluate the value of their company and what it is selling instead of tricking people into thinking they provide value.
It's not a bad idea.
I hear what they're saying. It is a little unethical.
I get what you're saying, but people do this all the time with marketing online where they make something look cooler than it is, if I'm being fair.
True.
I mean...
That's facts. No, that's facts.
Let's
talk about it.
That doesn't make it ethical. Our girl, who's, you know, she's feisty, Amelia, one of our regulars, is on the phone today. You call 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song on this show. Amelia, good morning.
Good morning.
I saw you were on a cruise. We don't have time to talk about it, but we're glad you're back. Welcome back.
Just let you know, we literally just got into town, like literally.
Oh, she said, and you know the first thing I was doing was calling the homies.
You know,
Allie and DZ.
The regulars on the gram. I saw what she's up to.
Amelia. Nice. Well, welcome back, Amelia.
Welcome back. And they came right back to the show.
Come on now. These they never people. Left.
Yes. All right, girl. Jerk or no jerk from hiring fake customers to make your business look busy?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say no jerk, especially when my wife in the car, she told me no jerk.
She's like, my wife said so. We're done.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Go on.
Basically, the way that I'm trying to function, so bear with me. He's not using anybody else's money. He's actually using his own money to pay these people, if you think about it. And not only that, he's not scamming anyone.
No,
he's just, you know, trying to get
employees.
His business back up.
Right. He's just thinking of a new way to try to do it.
That's the thing, Amelia. I thought about that. You can hire employees to do whatever you want. You can hire them to walk up and down the street and try to convince people to shop at your store and hand out flyers. You can do whatever you want. I mean, what's the difference between hiring someone to pretend like they're shopping in a store?
Y'all know the sign guys that, like, will stand outside of businesses and twirl the signs?
For tax season, you
for
mean?
For tax season.
Like the Statue of Liberty?
Guy in the Statue of Liberty suit? Yeah, y'all know who I'm talking about. What's the difference between that and just having the Statue of Liberty guy inside of the store?
Because you know that guy works for the business. That's the difference. I had to think about that in my brain, and I got your answer.
Yeah. For the people that he hired, too. And not only that, you know, the pandemic did take over, like, take a toll on a lot of people. And trust me, coming from a cruise, seeing in different countries how they had to make a living, and you know what? It's a whole different game show.
It's a different world, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Amelia.
She's saying not the jerk.
Fine with me.
Love it.
Go. All right, Amelia. Go get some rest. Welcome back.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Danielle and Ari are calling from Cudahy. They've called in before. Hello, ladies.
Morning.
Hello.
Wow. Amelia said not the jerk for hiring fake customers to make the business look busy. What do you think?
We think not the jerk.
Oh, same reasons or different reasons?
Same reasons. I really think that times are hard and you really have to do what you have to do to make your business grow.
Sure.
Like she said, you know, they're not scamming anybody else. Like, as far as like, money, they're putting their own money in there and doing that. So, I mean, I think that's a great idea.
Well, and look at this. Somebody said ads online are with fake customers, I guess.
True.
We do watch commercials where people are hired to pretend like they're in a store.
But we know it's a commercial.
But that guy doesn't. We know. That's where I keep going.
You know what I'm saying? We know that's an ad.
It's open and we know.
Danielle, Allie.
Full disclosure.
Ari, let me ask you three.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in a store and all of a sudden you found out that you were the only real shopper in that store, would you want to continue to buy from that place?
No, I'd be concerned.
I'd feel a little weird. I'd be like, wait, y'all are paid actors?
Yeah.
Is this the Truman Show? What's going on right now?
Do the clothes suck in here? Like, why do you have to hire actors? What's wrong with your stuff?
We're all saying not the jerk right now. That's what it feels like, right? The texts are saying not the jerk. But I'm wondering if we were actually there in the store real time, would we feel the same way? I might be bothered if I found out I was the only person actually spending money here.
Totally.
If I'm really being honest, if I was in the store and I found out that everybody's acting, but I really liked what I was seeing, and, you know, say it's a clothing store and I tried it on and I liked it, I would probably just laugh it off. I'm a very funny person, so I would just probably laugh it off, and I would still probably buy it.
And you know what, Danielle? Listen to this text. Somebody said, just because it helps get people in the door doesn't mean he's forcing them to spend money. Definitely not the jerk.
Touché.
And by the way, it's a female owner, by the way, but doesn't matter. People keep saying he, but I just want to say that. So Sierra is not the jerk, according to the texters and Danielle and Ari.
Two for two. Appreciate your call, ladies.
Yeah, bye. Have a wonderful day.
Y'all too. Bye.
Somebody said, not the jerk. How different is it from a fast food place making a burger look delicious, but then you get there and looks like someone sat on it in person.
Because we all know that the burger's not going to look like that when you buy it.
Not going to look like that.
We all know that.
Chloe is calling this morning. Chloe, how are you?
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning. All right, we're trying to figure this out. Are you bringing the broom? Is it a sweep? Are you saying jerk? Where are you going?
Hiring fake customers to make your store look busy. What do we think?
It's a sweep. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Wow.
Everyone.
And I agree with Danielle. Like she said, use the fake customers to get them in there. She's paying them, so it's not like she's doing something shady. She's paying them, and just because I get in the store doesn't mean I'm not going to buy anything. I'm going to buy stuff if I like your product or your clothing or whatever you're offering in your shop. Just because I come in doesn't mean I'm going to buy something. It's not
Target.
Right. We're not going to be. It's like we're hypnotized when we walk into Target. Yeah. We don't know what they put 100%. In there.
Target is a guarantee I'm spending $100. I walk into a random boutique.
These boutiques, I mean, she's got to do what she's got to do. She's got to put money in her pocket. She's got to, you know, take care of her family. Yeah. So not the jerk, girl. Do you?
All right. Somebody said, super weird. I would say the store is the jerk. These are people texting in.
Now the jerk texts are coming in.
Here we go.
All right, Chloe, we appreciate your call.
They got a call if they wanted to come.
They do. Have a great day.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
Somebody said if it's legal, then they aren't the jerk. No, that's not how the jerk works. Am I the jerk is the moral dilemma. It has nothing to do with the law.
Yeah.
It has to do with are you right or wrong for what you're doing, you
right.
know? And this is legal, but is it ethical is really where we have to wonder, because you're misleading people, but so are a lot of things, as we pointed out.
That part.
And social media is a giant one of those a lot of the time.
Something I really, and I don't think any of us actually considered, that a texter just said if they're putting themselves more in a hole by spending money on fake shoppers, is it ethical? No. Does it affect the shoppers that come into the store to buy things? Not really. It's just the business owner. But at the same time, if you have enough money to pay for actors, don't you think you have enough money to invest in your business in other ways?
You should. But I think this is a last ditch effort, though. Like, okay, we're trying to get people in, and we can buy commercials,
yeah,
we can buy billboards, we can hire people to hand out flyers, or we can hire people to pretend like they're in our store. You basically took whatever small marketing budget you have left to try to save your store, and that's, you picked one lane.
This was the what else can we do?
But the problem is you have to then have people walk by and see there are people in your store.
Yeah.
This is why it gets, you know.
It's about the perception.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it looks busy, people gonna want to be a part of that.
Totally.
Such followers.
All right, not the jerk for hiring people to pretend like they're in your store. Coming up next, I gotta run back to the kitchen and get what you brought me.
You got to make a run real quick?
I got to make a run. Play a song.
I got you.
Meantime, I'll be right back. Bye. We'll talk about what DZ brought us. It's very festive of him. Thank you. Kiss FM.